They're calling it the National Economic Transition, or NET, and it aims to build a completely new economy in coal country from the bottom up, giving local leaders and citizens a say in how their communities evolve.
We need this process to be coordinated at the federal level because it's a national problem.
Adam Wells is with the group Appalachian Voices. He says this is more than just a marketing strategy. It's about reinventing an economy that has dominated this country's coal states as a way of life and an energy provider to the nation, and not something that's easy to replace.
There's this concept that, you know, coal mines are closing or coal plants are closing. We'll just train those people to be solar installers or internet coders. And I think, you know, some people will. There's a few really good examples of where that's worked. But by and large, that is the exception and not the rule.
The ongoing transition from a coal economy has such far-reaching effects that supporters are asking for a new federal Office of Economic Transition, guided by an advisory board that's reflective of the coal communities and stakeholders. In Blacksburg, I'm Robbie Harris.